Welcome to the Safety Man Podcast. This is safetyman.co, Corey Jones here, 27-year law enforcement veteran, training and experience to include tactical teams, firearms instruction, taser instruction, defensive tactics instruction, public information officer, bike patrol, community policing, and verbal de-escalation and crisis management. Today, I want to talk about giving your business that perfect crisis management plan. I want to come to your business, talk with you, find out what your goals and objectives are, see if there's any past experiences that you may have had that have caused you concern, what we learn from them, and then build a specific crisis management plan for your business based on your rules and regulations, your policies, your goals and objectives, your concerns to make everyone safe, secure, without adversely interfering with your business. So the first thing we'll do is we'll come, we'll sit down, we'll take a physical tour of your location. We'll make sure that all your access points are secured. If we can, we'll make sure that they're monitored with CCTV. We'll then sit down with you and determine what exactly your goals and objectives are. Are you looking for violent intruder protection, active shooter protection? Are you looking to secure high value items? Do you have interpersonal issues going on where you have people that you had to terminate that you're worried about coming back? People that are in potentially abusive relationships that you worried about coming back and interfering or assaulting one of your team members. We can take into account all of those specific issues to make sure that we can protect your business. Second, we'll then start putting together a training program. We can do one of two things. We can train everybody at one time using the crawl, walk, run situation, where we'll sit in the classroom, we'll go over the basic concepts of violent intruder, active shooter situations. Then we'll do some nice walkthroughs. And during those walkthroughs, we'll give everybody the opportunity to find a few different exits, to find a few different places they can hide and secure and protect themselves. We'll also tell people to look for improvised weapons should the situation amount to the fact that we have to defend ourselves from an attacker bent on causing mass carnage and killing us. So we'll do all those things. And then we'll move a little bit quicker, just short of a run, to see how long it takes and how people react under just a little bit of additional stress. We're not going to put anybody in physical danger, and I guarantee no one will get hurt during these exercises. But I have found in my experience that it is eye-opening, and it gives people great confidence to find out things that they didn't think they were aware of before about the run, hide, fight concept when it comes to active and shooter, violent intruder situations. So we'll do all those three things at your business based on your timeline. Okay. Then we'll come back and we'll take care of doing refresher training. If you have a high turnover rate, if you're constantly hiring, transferring, or acquiring new employees and team members, we'll do that refresher training periodically. I recommend twice a year to keep everybody up to speed and to make sure that there are any new trends that are coming out in the criminal world we can bring to you to make sure that you're aware of those. We'll then give you a specific emergency action plan that you can have online and printed out on paper, and it teaches you how to maintain accountability so law enforcement and first responders can know how many people are supposed to be in your structure, how many people got out safely, if there are any specific medical concerns, emergency contact information. We'll talk about a secondary meetup location. We'll talk about a location where we can reunite if it's children in a daycare or a school with their parents so they're not responding to the active situation, but they can go to a safe location where we can safely, legally control the reunification of your team members, children, with their family and loved ones. So the run, hide, fight principle, which is on the FBI's website, on the Department of Homeland Security's website, and on ready.gov, talks about all three of those concepts. And those are the concepts that we are going to stress when we train your organization, agency, house of worship, school, daycare, or any location where you have a lot of people to ensure we give you the tools to be ready for, handle, and recover from an active shooter or violent intruder incident. All you have to do is watch the news and you'll see what is happening in certain locations. We'll also talk about how to specifically handle discipline and how to effectively and safely terminate a potentially dangerous team member. There are different ways to do that. The common answer people have is that we have to do it in person. There's no law, there's no civil violation if you terminate somebody via email, registered mail, or some other location. You can also have private security or local law enforcement standby if you really think that that person is going to be a threat. Always check with your legal counsel and your insurance company prior to scheduling any of these. Some insurance companies do provide a discounted rate for agencies and organizations that are actively practicing active shooter, violent intruder, and crisis management training. So contact safetyman.co or give me a call directly, 609-975-9275. Ask for Corey. That's me. I'm the owner and the lead instructor for Safety Man Consulting, safetyman.co, to make sure that you're safe and ready always.